T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ah, that's good.
Nice synergy, right?
So it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
So Steve will speak. Live workers and dead veterans.
Steve will speak after you.
Okay. All right, so I want to thank everyone. I said hello to everyone, but I'll acknowledge a few people who are on this list. The indefatigable Shelley Stein, chair of the County Ledge, and comes from Leroy, the Jell-O capital of the world. By the way, this is another great Leroy. So we found a school in Leroy. Do you know this story? In the late 80s, no, I was a senator already. In the early 2000s, said they had found this amazing picture in like the back of the schoolroom. It was an original picture of Henry Clay. Now, I don't know what he had to do with Leroy, but the picture ended up here. He was from Kentucky. There you go. We installed it in the Capitol, and the most amazing thing, you know these, so one of my colleagues is named Tom Carper. He's from Delaware. He was born in West Virginia. And as he walked by, I said, Tom, you look like Henry Clay. He's a direct descendant. The senator from Delaware, Tom Carper. And it's there.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. You were there. I forgot. I'm sorry. Okay, Gordon Dibble. He's always here. Gordon, thank you. He's from Pembroke and Darien, Chad County Ledge. Chad Klotzbach from Alabama and Oakfield, 31 years old, he looks like, sort of. Greg Torrey from Alexander, Bethany, and Pavilion. And Rob Crossan from the Supervisor of Alabama. Genesee County Economic Development Center members are, of course, Steve Hyde, Mark Massey, Chris Swazi, Craig Yunker. And we have Jay Gazelle, who is going to be retiring, but I hope you're still staying here. Good. Okay. To give advice. And Matt Landers, who's taking over for Jay. I was sort of surprised. You said you were taking over, and it says Matt Landers. Oh, okay. There are girls named Matt, I guess. Although I don't know any. Ron Gilbert from the Alabama Planning Board. Okay, so why are we here? I have really good news. Stamp has been a dream of this county for a very long time. Sorry, I'm allowed to do this when I talk. Stamp has been a dream of this county for a very long time. And now we have some really good news in Washington that could help Stamp not just become this beautiful site, which the county has done such a great job building out, but actually a huge factory that could employ hundreds and even thousands of people. And why is that? Well, one of the great things we've learned from this pandemic is how we have to make in America. Too many things that are vital to our economy are made overseas, and it puts us at the risk of other countries. We learned this with the pandemic because a lot of the materials and the chemicals needed for testing and all of that were overseas, some of them China. Well, we have been the center. We are the great thinkers of the semiconductor industry. It was created in America, and its best new innovations are in America. But these many Asian countries, particularly China, steal our intellectual property, but more importantly, they spend billions of dollars investing in companies. And as a result, semiconductors, which are one of the most important parts of our new industrial society, they go into everything, we are losing ground. and I'll give you some examples. But if we could, but in the new defense bill, great news for this county and this region, I have worked in a bipartisan way to get a major amendment that makes a massive federal investment into our nation's semiconductor manufacturing. It's about $25 billion. It'll go to 5 or 6 new plants around the country, and I will work very hard to see that STAMP is one of them. Okay, so let me give you some of the statistics here, which are frightening. Okay, in the past 2 decades, the U.S. has gone from producing 24% of our semiconductors in the world to 12, less than we need. China has gone from 0 to 16. If we do nothing, Asia will have 83%. And that means if we have a real fight with China, they could stop the flow of semiconductors and kill us. One of the reasons we have an advantage over Huawei, which is a Chinese company that's trying to take over. I don't know if you have any problems with the polls and 5G here, and getting some money from the people who take the 5G in the polls. But in any case, we were able to prevent certain semiconductors being sold to them, and that's going to hurt them. But China could do that to us over and over again. And so it is generally the view not only of our leading economists, but our leading generals and admirals, that this is vital to national security, because now semiconductors are needed in the most advanced defense equipment, whether it's communications, like Harris Radio, where I always work hard to get them new contracts, and they have over 4,000 employees now in Rochester, or planes, or ships, or anything. And so the DOD was really behind this for American security. But so were many of our major, major companies that use semiconductors for their materials. And so we have gotten this as a bipartisan bill. And the good news, it is now passed the House and passed the Senate. It's in what's called, we call in Washington, the NDAA, but it's the defense bill. National Defense, I forgot what the third A is for. The fourth is Act. Authorization Act. There you go. A useless word. They don't need that in there, do they? But in any case, this is going to pass. The Senate and House have to come together. But on this one, no partisanship. Myself and a few Republican senators were the lead sponsors. In fact, I work with someone who ideologically I don't agree with, Tom Cotton, one of the very most hard right people in the Senate. But we got this done because we both care about America and America staying number one economically and defense-wise. So this is going to pass. And then the money will start flowing. And they're looking for new big sites. And, you know, we have big success in New York already with one huge site, one of the top 3 or 4 sites in making semiconductors is... I was just there. Global Foundries at Luther Forest in the town in Saratoga County in Sparta. And they employ they have a beautiful building on a site like this. It's huge. They employ about 3,000 people in good paying jobs. They think this is going to grow them because it'll grow the existing ones, but we're going to need new sites. If we're going to go back to 50%, the existing sites don't have enough. So I have a 3-part plan to help. First, pass this bill and get the money out there. Second, you need one more grant, I think, to complete everything. Is that right? And that is from the northern border, which we are on, or close enough. How far is the lake from here? About 30 miles? 30 miles. Yep. Okay. 30 miles. Yep. And third, I am going to start getting, I have great relationship with DOD. I help them. And I am going to start getting them interested right here and right now with a company and a location. Awesome. So that's yes. It. And it's no promise, no guarantee, but it's a great opportunity. And I'm sure we'll all work together to be part of it. Right? Is that, Chris, did I sum it up? The great Chris Zeltman, who's been our representative in the Rochester area for a very long time. And now, Steve, are you going to?
Just a couple words.
Great, please.
Senator, thank you.
Okay. since I'm not used to it, I don't have a specific, you know, I have a place for my glasses, but I don't have a place for the mask.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do this too, so you won't hear me through this muffled mask. So thank you, Senator, very much. What he really described is really almost monumental. In the last 20 years, there's been about 27 new semiconductor fabs built globally. Because remember, these projects are $10 to $15 billion each.
Right.
And only one has landed in the United States. Right. And that was actually GlobalFoundries in 2006 through 8.
I helped him get there.
You've got it. The real issue is it was cost. And there's been a cost disadvantage in the U.S. That the Asian companies have been underwriting these for years. The foreign national countries with their foreign national companies. So New York and the United States overall was at a disadvantage. So now this fund really will level the playing field relative to that cost gap. So we are going to be incredibly competitive. And even better than that, Senator Schumer's guys, Chris Zeltman, John Cardinal, as economic development director, embraced us and asked me to collaborate and review the language.
So
it fits stamp. And what was included in the language was the ability to put site development infrastructure in the local site to
that
support the connection.
And I forgot to say it, but it's very important. We added infrastructure money.
Yep.
And that will help.
And that's critical because of the size of the pipes and the wires that the semiconductor companies need. And the beauty is we can offer hydropower from Niagara Falls and green energy to create these digital chips, which we run our lives on today, right? Everyone's got a cell phone, everyone's got a TV, everybody's got a phone, everything. So we really want to say thank you, Senator. On behalf
of... We're not there yet, but this is a great story.
So on behalf of our county legislature, our town of Alabama, our Genesee County Economic Development Center Board of Directors, we just wanted to say a great big thank you to you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait until we turn around and work with you to land one of these companies here.
Can't wait, is right.
You know, semiconductor fabs are in the, again, the $10 to $15 billion, 2 to 3,000 jobs. The one in GlobalFoundries averages $94,000 a year wages.
Okay.
So that's job-sustaining, family-sustaining income and earnings. And
sort of like this one. It's about 30, 40 miles from a larger city.
That's right. The beauty of that is you have some privacy. They can do high-end things. DOD, we'd love them to stand a fab up, work with us and stand a trusted fab up. And this gets you that security. And you're also able to, you know, draw workforce and university resources from New York's second and third largest metro areas in a normal commute pattern. So we're thrilled to have you. We want to thank you, and we look forward to you here with us on that big groundbreaking day. Thank you very much.
Does anyone else want to say something? Nope. Okay. But this is a great opportunity, and I'm glad to be here. Now, I know the press has questions, but then I do have a question. I always wondered this, and I never got to ask it. How did Alabama get its name? Did the state come first, and people from Alabama came up here? Or is it a different name? I like geography. It was Jerry'sville? What year did it change? The fun one is the fun one down in Yates County is Penyan. You know how that got its name? Ah, it was settled by two groups of people: Pennsylvanians coming from the South, and Yankees coming from New England, and that's how it got the name Penyan.
Amazing.
In the 1820s or whenever. Is that nice?
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Questions? Yes.
So, Senator,
Mr. Winfield. It's passed the House and passed the Senate already, and I'm the lead sponsor in the Senate, so they're not gonna. They're gonna be. Collins?
We have a new representative named Chris Jacobs. Have you talked to him? Do you feel like he's...
I like Chris Jacobs a lot. I worked with him when he was in the county ledge. I know his family, of course, very, very well. They're big Buffalo family, and I've helped them. So I will work great with Chris Jacobs, and he will help us, I guarantee it. I haven't talked to him yet because this is new and he's not there yet. But or he is there now, right? Because it was a special election. Yeah, just got in there. But I will work with him, and he'll be great. A big improvement, I would say. Well, we want to stay on topic. We'll do a brief off topic. I try in these things to do less off topics these days because I'm on TV all the time talking about what you're asking about. But you, the bill will be signed in about a month or two, and then they will devise a plan to get the money going, and we'll try to work on that so it favors us. And there'll be money available, I'd say, in about a year.
No problem with the president's signature?
Well, I don't think so. Now, there is something. In the NDAA bill, they put in bipartisan that they would take the Confederate names off military sites. At one point, he said he might veto the bill, but he's been very quiet. He's not going to veto the bill with pay raise for soldiers and $700 billion for the military. He's not going to veto it because of that. So, no, I think he'll sign it. Okay? You can ask your off-topic, sir.
Regarding the stimulus bill, the White House looks like they're going to cut a deal with Democrats, according to the Washington Post, regarding the liability protections. Looks like the White House wants to move away from that. Does that make you more optimistic that...
Well, look, what I need is, we're united, we Democrats, what we want. And the Republicans, the president's fighting on this issue with McConnell. McConnell has a bunch of senators who don't want to spend any new money. So they got to get their act together. And once they do, we'll be able to get a bill. We did for COVID-2. The big COVID-3 bill, which I negotiated with Secretary Mnuchin, President Trump's Treasury Secretary, in a day of partisanship, passed 96-0. And Bernie Sanders, the most left of the senators, and Ted Cruz, the most right of the senators, both voted for it, and everybody in between. So it was a good sign that when there's a crisis, maybe people come together. Now, they haven't yet on the other side of the aisle, but I'm hopeful they will.
I got one non-stimulus.
Okay.
You'll love this one. It's baseball.
Oh, good. Yes. I help bring the Blue Jays here.
Of course. August 11th, the Miami Marlins are supposed to be coming.
Oh.
Of course, there's a lot of concern about the coronavirus. What's your thoughts on...
I think you always have to put health first. I was over in Madison County. We want to open up the schools. But if we do it too fast, and you're opening up school in 2 weeks, and then... the kid or teacher or kid gets COVID, the thing will have to close again. So we need to do it in a smart way. Same with baseball. I love baseball. Nothing more I like better than on a summer's night, open up my window so I get the summer's air, have a beer and watch TV, watch a baseball game. I could watch any one of them. I prefer certain teams, but not the Padres, I must admit. So they just got to make sure they got to test them. By then, I guess, we'll know, right? It'll be 2 weeks. And I just think you got to let... And Manfred, you know, the head of baseball is a New Yorker. He's from Rome, New York. Commissioner Manfred. We have two. Goodell is from Jamestown.
Right.
And Manfred is from Rome. My dad's from Utica, not far. But so anyway, I hope they'll be safe and then open up. But they got to be safe. Well, I hope so. I'm working hard with during COVID, everything slowed down. But I sat down with the minor leagues and Major League Baseball. We have four teams at risk, the Muck Dogs here in Batavia. We have the Rumble Ponies. Oh, I got a good trivia question for you on that one. The Rumble Ponies in Binghamton, the actual Yankees in Staten Island, and the Double Days in Auburn. And I'm working to save them all. Now, here's the trivia question. So in Binghamton, when they got the new team, AA, they had a contest, you know, among the fans, what to name them. And Rumble Ponies won, but guess what name came in second? You got it! Stud Muffins. I thought that was pretty good. I think that name might have increased attendance at the station, at the stadium. Yes. I put it in. That's my proposal. Our local TV, you know, you look for glue in communities. And we used to have tons of glue. We had community banks. You know, yeah, I mean, in Rochester, you had a bank that was Rochester-oriented and pay attention to Rochester. We had national companies, Kodak. And we had, you know, other things that glued. There are only two glues left in our middle and smaller-sized cities. One is the newspapers and one is the TV stations. And they were having real trouble in COVID. So I wrote the provision that said even if they are affiliated, like Sinclair, Channel 13, right? You're a Sinclair. No?
Yeah. And Howard's independent.
Yeah. But they couldn't, they aggregated. It's for newspapers and TV. And I got it into the House bill, and we're going to fight to keep it, that you could get PPP.
Well, this is different, though, Senator. Oh. This is the Local Journalism Sustainability Act, and it would provide tax credits for subscriptions and for small local businesses to advertise with local media, not just newspapers.
I do, well, I don't know the big media, but, you know, I don't want to give a tax credit to advertise with NBC. But if it's local papers, I'm all for it. I've been one of the leading defenders of trying to keep our local papers and local tea, because they're the glue that's left. Okay, thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Have a nice day. Boy, you're good. Rumble Pony, you knew the stud muff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.